is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
If it all goes as planned,
robot, robot, she is a robot.
She'll be a mare in Japan.
Robot, robot, she is a robot.
Biggest business in Japan now, sex robots.
That's insane.
There was one that malfunctioned, though. Apparently, these robots are used about 10 times a day by customers. And, one of them malfunctioned.
Of course it did.
You remember the Big Bang Theory show where the laptop and the Wolowitz built that arm? Hello?
Oh, yeah. The robot arm to do his bidding.
Oh,
and the arm gets stuck because the laptop malfunctions and he has to go to the hospital with a blanket over the laptop, the arm, and his pants around his ankles.
So embarrassing.
You slipped and fell into a robot hand.
Yes.
Penis first.
Yes. Now help me.
I'd suggest a lubricant, but I have a feeling you fell on some of that as well.
Not funny, Leonard.
Really? A robot hand's got a death grip on your junk, dude. That's funny. Ask anyone.
Well, a robot has also been nominated to run for the position of mayor in Tokyo, promising to be fair and balanced to all its constituents.
Put down your weapon. You now have 15 seconds to comply.
The mayoral election in Tama City features the usually high-ranking local politicians as well as an artificial intelligence candidate competing alongside its human counterparts.
Why do they need a robot? They don't have enough people over there to run.
I'm with the robot. I'm cool with that. I'd rather have the robot than these idiots we have up there now in Washington.
Yeah, you can't really pay the robot off, you know.
We need 535 robots. Ah, screw that. Let's save some money. We'll have 10 robots.
I'm about that.
Someday, man. Someday it's going to come to that, right? All right, next. Crazy in America.
Crazy in the USA. Crazy in the USA. Crazy in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Crazy in the USA.
This morning's Crazy in the USA story. Police in Georgia shared security camera footage of a GameStop store burglary. The perp broke into the GameStop and demanded money and stole a bunch of stuff. And to disguise himself from the security cameras, he put a clear plastic bag over his head. Police are asking members of the public for help in identifying the crafty, disguised burglar. Wow.
Well, for my money, he's got all the facial characteristics of a criminal.
Did he leave his ID behind, too?
Probably.
Finally. Oh, boy. Here we go. Millennials.
Ooh, his glasses came off.
He's serious.
What's stressing out millennials today?
God only knows.
Does it have something to do with the cell phone story we read yesterday where they'd rather break an arm than go without it for a day?
Yeah, that was strange.
They're so dumb.
Anyway, so here we go. This time, millennials in a new study are being affected mostly by eco-anxiety.
Huh?
Is it because they grow up and all we're talking about is how the Earth's going to end and water's going to go away? And
you know, I can't blame them because they get pounded in schools. I don't want to get into the whole thing about politics of schools.
Do it, Rick.
No. Schools are, they're no longer schools. They had that story 3 days ago where, it was Friday.
They didn't know about the Holocaust because they don't teach them that.
36% of millennials don't know what happened at the Holocaust or what it is. And then you ask somebody else something. Tell the story about your...
So I asked one of the millennials that works here. We were having a conversation and I mentioned that my father fought in the Vietnam War. And she said, your dad's old enough to have fought in the Vietnam War? Wasn't that in the 1800s? I was like, dear Lord, you're lucky you're cute.
Yeah, that's what's going on, basically. Schools are pretty much indoctrination centers. It started when my oldest was in school, it was out of control. I had to go visit the principal, and he got angry.
Yeah, well, I mean, even when I was in high school, when I was a freshman, they started dropping programs left and right.
I said, dude, you don't have gym anymore? You don't teach history? What do you do here? And then I knew what he did there. They indoctrinate kids into a way of thinking that they do. And I love teachers. My mom was a teacher for 32 years. Bless her heart, because it's a hard job. But she told me herself. And my mom's like super, super on that side. She's like almost a commie. Sorry, Mom. You know that.
Elliot was complaining one day because whenever I go to lay his clothes out for school the next day, he's in the first grade. Yeah. I said, do you need lace shoes today? Do you have gym? Like, do you have PE? And he's like, yeah, but that's not really. We don't do anything. I said, what do you do? And he goes, the same thing every day. They do a little bit of jumping jacks. They get down on the ground and they do like bicycles. And then like, that's it.
No, because competition is bad. God forbid they should play baseball or football. Because somebody will get their feelings hurt.
No.
Idiots.
Well,
anyway.
It's exclusive.
So I'm not surprised at this, that they're bombarded with the whole climate thing and then this with the global and the warming and the cooling and everything. And by the time they get to school, they're on it. They're nuts. You can't blame them.
Because you're barricading, you're like throwing it at them about how the earth is going to end, and if you don't recycle, there's going to be no earth left to take care of, and since they've grown up with this.
92% of Americans are worried about the future of our planet, right? Because you've been pounded over the head with this.
It's all over the news, man.
And it's all about control.
Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whoosh. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared.
Yeah. So, but you won't hear that in schools. They just, you know, so 72% of millennials, 18 to 34, sir, they're watching, hearing, and or reading negative news stories about the environment, and it makes them eco-anxious.
That's a real word.
I'll tell you what makes me anxious. Forget the ecology, whatever, the climate and all that junk. Is, you ever see the promos on TV locally at night?
Yes. The teasers like, get you.
Yeah, not only do they get you, you're like, I can't go to sleep.
I gotta find out what's gonna happen to me.
I'll die in my bed. I won't know what killed me. It's crazy. Tonight on Orlando's Channel 10,
I Seen It News.
There's a new product on Orlando's supermarket shelves that could be fatal. We'll let you know what that product is at 11. Until then, don't buy anything. Also, Orlando's I Seen It News investigators discover something really harmful in a common item you keep around the house. What? We'll tell you what that is at 11. In the meantime, stand totally still in your living room and don't touch anything, for God's sake. Headed to the attractions?
I'm out here at one of the attractions and this ride will definitely kill you. We'll let you know which one it is at 11. This is Filomena Cuchimbamba reporting.
Pull your car over and wait until 11. Oh, and don't go outside. You don't know what the weather's going to be like until we tell you. Tonight at 11, Channel 10.
Orlando's I Seen It News.
Scaring the hell out of you for the last 30 years.
Because we can.
He's tested negative for laundry detergent, but his brain's on a perpetual spin cycle. Rick Stacy in the morning, 105.9 Sunny FM.